Daf Samech something. Samech. The tape recorder was not, was inferior, but I'm trying to see the mic, so I'm totally identical setups here tonight. I was told I was too loud. So we might actually move to the high school based medrash in the future. We'll see. In the meantime, I haven't asked the mashgiach permission yet, so we'll stay here for this evening. We are on daf. To maintain the proper decorum here, we are on Samech Vavam base. We're up to where it says Tumuras Chatos, which is 7 lines down. Excuse me. Tumuras Chatos. Now, Tumuras Chatos, as I told you last night, just before we broke up, the Mecha Maim says that this whole sugya is talking about the comparison between chatos, and the chatos here are chatos which have the klutz factor figured in, meaning that one has misappropriated one's animals for a chatos, and Korban Pesach. So the first example is Tumuras Chatos. You had a chatos which was a male. Right, he took a male animal to be a chatos, whereas chatos for plebeians should be females, and he made a tmura bounced off of that. So, and that says the Gemara, let's compare that to Pesach. The Spalgun, we have a machlokus. Hey, Rabbi Shlosha, sorry, if he did a tmura on the Korban Pesach on the 13th. Now, it's not the 14th, it's the 13th day of Nisan. Rabbi Zira mer tmuroso krever shlomi. Rabbi Zira says the tmura of that Korban Pesach is sacrificed as shlomi. Why? Because it's not yet a Pesach, right? That means it's not yet a Pesach. By definition, the tmura is a shlomi, because the Korban Pesach is not yet a Korban Pesach. It's only a shlomi on the way to being becoming a Pesach. So too, the tmura is a shlomi. By extension, we say that the tmura of a misappropriated chatos also is not yet, it's not a chatos, because it's a zohar. A zohar can't be a chatos. What is it? I don't know. But maybe at best it's an ola, and therefore the tmura bounced off of it is a kiknos, we brought as an ola as well. However, Rabbi Yitzchok says ain't tmura so crave or shlomi. Rabbi Yitzchok says that the tmura of a Pesach on Yom Kippur cannot be brought as shlomi. So what do you have to do with that tmura? You have to graze it until it gets a mum, and to then redeem it and use its money to buy shlomim. Why? Because it's a tmura of a Pesach, and tmura of Pesach before Pesach. Tmura Pesach after Pesach, of course, is shlomim, because the Pesach after Pesach is shlomim. But tmura of a Pesach before Pesach, you have to grace to get the mum, because it's not about Kedusha. Comes to use the lingo, mikach Kedusha dechuya, from a Kedusha which is not a valid Kedusha. So therefore, you have to graze it, get to move, and then redeem it. So to a chatos, if you made a chatos out of a zohar, it's not a valid chatos. So the tmura made out of that is also not a valid tmura, meaning that it's messed up. It's not an ola, it's not a chatos, it's not nothing, and therefore, either you got to graze it, or probably, since it's a tmura's chatos, you have to actually do what? You have to starve it to death. Okay? So, says the Gemara further. New case. Another klutz factor case. Not yet. Chatos shemesu bailim. What about if you have a chatos shemesu bailim? A chatos whose owner died? Yamus. So then, generally speaking, we say that the chatos has to die. However, what about if you, again, the klutz factor coming in, you made a zohar into a chatos? This is not an akeva, it's not a proper chatos, it's a zohar chatos, and the owner died. So what do you do with that? So says Mar Kai Damar Rabbi Hila B'Shem Shmuel. Just as Rabbi Hila said, name of Shmuel. Mesu Baila B'Shloishos. Or what if the owner of a Korban Pesach drops in on the 13th? Gufo Korev Shlomi. The gufo, the body, well, the gufo, the Korban Pesach, not the body of the dead person. The body, the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice is a shlomi. Why? Because It never became a proper Pesach. Here too, the Chatos, whose owner died, according to that perspective, says it wasn't about Chatos, a regular Chatos, a full-blown Chatos, where the owner died, so of course it has to graze, it has to die, it has to be starved to death. But in this case, where the Chatos was a Zohar, was a male Chatos, which is unheard of, so therefore, in this case, we say that it can be brought as an Ola. Okay? Same idea. V'lama, now here the Mechamayim throws in a word, V'lama lo amar b'yudalet. Why didn't he talk about where the owner drops down on the 14th day of Nisan? So it says, everybody agrees. But Pesach, once it's suitable to sacrifice on Pesach, meaning the 14th day of Nisan, and Gufo Karim Shlamim, it cannot itself be brought as a Shlamim. Rather, it must be grazed until it gets a mum, because it actually had a time where it's suitable to be sacrificed as a Pesach. Rishiva Shnasa. What about what we do with the Chatos, which is more than a year old? Now, according to Mechamayim, you actually, again, the klutz factor comes into effect here. You actually sanctify the korban to be a chatos after it's a year old, and that's a no-no, because the chatos must be made a chatos during its first year of life. So chatos shavar shnasa, b'shiva shnasa, that case, just like Rav Chista said, by a korban which became a korban Pesach, which also must be less than a year old, which became more than a year old, between Pesach and Bishul Sheni, that's no good. Rabbi Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yechon said, B'Shem is Ma Kaparoso. This is a complicated case. We learned it back on Daf Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes. I'm not going to go into it right now, but there with Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav. There the Gemara, we spend some time defining what we're talking about here. But the bottom line is that a chata, a shlomi, and a pesach. Pesach, after a certain time, no longer is a kosher Pesach. Either after it's a year old, or you're miskaper with another one, whatever they're referring to. So to here, we say the same thing, that in our case over here, was just like over there by a chatos ivr shnasa, it sacrifices a shlomi, a chatos, which ivr shnasa also is sacrificed as an oila. Again, just like a Pesach shavar shnasa sacrifices a shlomi, so to a chatos shavar shnasa is sacrificed as an oila. Now what about another one? B'shav davenim says bori. What about if you lost your chatos and then it was found whole, without blemish? So in that case we say mutter. What does mutter mean? So he says that that sounds like you're allowed to sacrifice in itself as an ola. Okay, you lost the chatos. In the meantime, you're miskaper with another chatos. Then you found the original chatos, so then you can bring it as an ola. Says Gemara, no. Rabbi Yassi B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein lecha pesach korb shlamim el shav avnim tzasha." Oh, actually, he agrees. He's explaining. Rabbi Yassi Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein lecha pesach gufo korb shlamim." There's no pesach which should be sacrificed as a shlamim el shav avnim tzasha me'achar shkib rabayim, unless it was lost the entire time that the kapara of the korban pesach was going on. So to you, if you have a korban chatos which got lost, it's obviously not talking about a true chatos. Again, it's talking about a chatos zohar, because the true chatos, when it got lost, you either have to graze it, or you have to starve it to death. But we're talking about here a chatos zohar, so it wasn't a proper chatos to begin with. And then it got lost in the meantime in the scarper with another chatos, so when it gets found afterwards, you can actually sacrifice it as an ola. It became, at that point, it became lost its kedusha to that extent that it can actually be sacrificed as an ola if you compare it to a korban pesach. Says the Gemara Balasmu, what about if you lose the korban and it's not found bari, it's not found with that blemish, it's found with Balasmu? So says more. Wait a minute. Rabbi Zira bar Kum Rabbi Yosi. Let me stop. Ain Balmum the tiny Acha. It doesn't make sense to talk about when he found it. Balmum. What's the Shiloh? Unless you hear the next word. The Shari Torah says Israel changed it. He changed it nicely. I think it's a good change. Boiveru. The only time we can talk about that found the Balmum, whether you can bring it as a korban or not, is if the mum is the mum over. temporary moon, because if the moon is a permanent moon, you certainly can't sacrifice it as a carbon after it's found. Well, if it's a moon lay there, so then it's the same status as a carbon which is found when it's without blemish, right? It's a blemish which passes. So I'm really on a sovereign cane. I also hold the same thing. In other words, of course, the Balmu is what I talk about. We're talking about a chata zohar, which got lost, was found after your miskarpa with a real chatas. Then it itself can be brought as an ola. Hivish pischov avad. What if you set aside your Pesach? No, new sugya. What if you set aside your Pesach and got lost? You set aside another Pesach and instead, he did not have time to sacrifice the second one. Achneim Sarishan before he found the first one. They're both standing in front of you. Istani Tani, they're those who learn. Mitzulakavis Arishon, you should sacrifice the first one you chose. Istani Tani, they're those who said Mitzulakavis Arishon, you should sacrifice the second one, which is the one which more closer proximity to this carbon time. Vitani Shmuel Kane, what did Shmuel teach us? You choose the nicer one, you sacrifice it. Vashani Yirachi Stayed, the second one, you have to graze until it gets a move. Imacher, and then you sell it. The Yavi, the only time Shlomi and bring for its money, Shlomi. Second one can't be brought Shlomi on its own because it once was a candidate to be a Korban Pesach, but it may be you sell, you graze it till it gets a moon, and you bring a Shlomi when? B'yudvav. On 60th day, this one obviously on Chol HaMoed, not in Pesach itself. Rabbi Lezer man, no! Who adds no Karim Shlomi B'Yudvav? It itself can be brought a Shlomi on the 16th day of Nisan. Since, even though it was a candidate, since it became Ois Pesach, so therefore it itself can be brought as a carbon on the 16th day of Nisan. Asked Rabbi Lezer, the Rebbe, Rabbi Lezer, we have a brisa which indicates that Rebbe holds a Rabbi Lezer, that it itself can be brought as a Shlomi. Shmuel Tinesa B'Shita saying, Shmuel learned that Rebbe's saying it in the Shita. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, now this is talking about a chatas, this brisa. It says here, the Lieberman, I should say, adds in the words, Vashnia Tomus, if you have two chatos, the second one dies. Same case, but by chatos, the second one dies. Otani Rebbe Omer, Shashnia Tomus, the Chachorim, Ein Chatos, Meisla, I should say, Chatos doesn't die, El Shanim Tzis Meachash Kibu Barbaili. The chatos, if you have two chatos, both in front of you, at the time you used one, so Rebbe holds the second one must die. Rabbanon, the second one can you can grace till you get a boom, then redeem it and use its money to buy an ola. They hold, when must the chatas die, if you had two for the same chait? Only if the second one was lost at the time you do the first one. But if they're both around, the second one can be graced and you can bring a korban ola for it. Now, since Rebbe says that where the two are extant at the time you sacrifice one, the second one must die, then we have a principle. Kol shebechatos mesa bepesach korib shlomi. Anytime where a chatos must die, it undergoes such a radical alteration in status, it must die, you can't graze it, get some more. So then by Pesach, it automatically defaults down to a shlomi. And that's a Rebbe Masolik Rebbe Lazar, that you can bring the second Pesach, which you had as a spare at the time you sacrificed the first one, on Yudvav itself as a shlomi. You don't have to graze it. So that's a general principle. Anything which by a chatos dies, by a Pesach is brought a shlomi. Anything which by a chatos must graze, by a Pesach must graze as well. That's only about a normal chatos. By a chatos zohar, in the case we had before, that principle doesn't apply. By a chatos zohar, any time the chatos zohar can be sacrificed as an ola, then by Pesach can be sacrificed as a shlomi. Okay, by a regular chatos, any time it must die, it bypasses Baruch Shlomi. Anytime must graze, bypasses or grazes. By a chatas which was mismanaged, so then, if it itself can be brought as an ola, bypasses can be brought as Shlomi, and vice versa. And if it can, it itself must graze, then bypasses has to graze as well. Okay? Says Gemara, furthermore, this is still Rabbanan speaking, animals, hochos, the Yam HaMelech, money, which is says Sar Verchatos, doesn't have to be thrown to Yam HaMelech, which is the same thing as killing the money, because nobody can get enough from it. El Shanim Sumiachos Shkipun Bailim, only if it's found after the Bailim already achieved Kapar in another one. Hamafish Nekeva Lepischa. Somebody decided Nekeva for his Pesach, which is not right. It has to be a male. Ozar ben Shtei Shleim, or a male, which is 2 years old. Yirat Shistoyv must be grazed, be mocher and sold, the Yipul Dom and Adov, and the money falls to an Adov. Hamavish Pisach Omei, somebody sets aside a Pesach and he dies, lo yivenu b'no achrov, l'shem Pesach, his son can't bring it afterwards for the purpose of Pesach, and l'shem Shlomim, only for Shlomim. Now, says the Gemara, you should know our Mishnah, where is talking about Masnisa la'achar kapara. Our Mishnah, which says that you have to you bring its money. You know, in the Reisha it says in the third line of the Mishnah, v'yiplu doma v'lenadova. The money goes to Nadova. Why should the money go to Pesach? You know, you set aside for Pesach erroneously, but it let them on once you graze it and it gets a moom. So give the money to Pesach. So he says, sorry about we already miskaper, obviously. And then there should be this big typo here. It should be here, the low Rabbi Shimon. All the Mephoshim change it, most of the Mephoshim change it. In fact, Lieberman says that there's a Ksavia which says that the low Rabbi Shimon. And there's not like Rabbi Shimon, the Tani we learn, Koinele Pesach, Te Roach, Te Stoiv, before Pesach. And if you have a duplicate Pesach or an improper Pesach, it grazes until it gets a move. But the market, and then you sell it, the UAV, but the mail Pesach, and it brings for its value a Pesach. Lacha Pesach after Pesach, Tavo Shlomim, the Gleeman changes the gears, it should be UAV Shlomim. After Pesach, you graze it until it gets a move, and then you bring for its value the Shlomim instead, which is our Mishnah. That's Rabbana. Our Mishnah like Rabbana. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koyin le Pesach timach shalobim. It's obviously not like a Mishnah. Shimon says, if it's before Pesach, sell it down to Mum. It was improperly consecrated. 2 years old. It's a male. Female. It's got to be a male under in its first year. So therefore, sell it even down to Mum. Lacha Pesach after Pesach, Tovah Shlomim in itself can be brought to Shlomim. So obviously, our mission is not a king because our mission says you always grace. Now, continuing on, this is to the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that if it was suitable for one fellow for a Pesach, right, and then the guy died, so son can't bring the shame Pesach, the shame Shlomim. Why? Because locates Avina Meimar. I understand. Then we say, he brings Shlomim. Locates Avina Meimar, Koshir, Likor, Pesach, Engu, Vakor, Shlomim. So let me ask you, how can you say this? We just said, if the guy dies on Yudalid, we said it before the Mishnah. If the guy dies and you dial it, so you can't make the Pesach into you can't make the korban into Shlomim because it already was suitable to be a Pesach. So you could say he died on Yud Gimel because it never became Pesach that way. But our Mishnah doesn't draw a distinction. So locate Tzavina Meimah that we say already, Kol Shenira Loikari VePesach Eidah, which is suitable to be sacrificed on Pesach as a Pesach, and Guvo Korb Shlomim can't be for Shlomim. Says somewhere, you know you're right. Basula, the way you have to explain it is the Shifri Shmos, it's not where the Pesach itself is being brought to Shlomim, rather you actually never set aside a korban. You set aside money. And that money can be used to buy Shlomim if it was the original owner died as no longer around to bring his Pesach. Okay, a Pesach Yisarva Bizvachim. A Pesach got mixed into other korbanos. Kulon Yirat Shistavu, they have to all graze till they get a move. Vimach and then they're sold. Vyavid bin Mea Yofish Shmoyim means that. Over the Mea Yofish Shmoyim means that. You obviously one animal was the best of it. And you don't know if that best animal was a poor Pesach or another carbon. So you bring the value of the best animal in the lot as a Pesach and as whatever other kind of carbon was in that mixture. V'yafsid amoser mibeisel, and you lose whatever extra value you're expending because of this procedure from your own funds at home. What if your Pesach got mixed up with Bechoris, which can only be eaten by Kohanim? They're a group of Kohanim, let them eat everything the night of Pesach. They'll eat them all the Karbanos together, and that way they'll be eating the Pesach properly. You're not allowed to buy Shemitah fruit with Meiser Sheni money. Why is that? Because you might not finish the Shemitah fruit before the time of Biur, when you must eradicate it, because there's no more left for the animals in the field. And if so, you're causing Meiser Sheni money to go to waste. Rabbi Yesi Omer b'machlokes. Rabbi Yesi says it's a machlokes, because we have the same machlokes by Truma. One man holds you can't use Meiser Sheni money to buy Truma, because not everybody can eat it, only Kohanim. The other man holds you can. You use the Meiser Sheni money to buy Truma, even though you're limiting the amount of people who can eat it. So Tohu too, you should have the same machlokes by Shemitah. Says Mar, no. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said Divrei HaKoli. Everybody agree that you can't buy Shemitah fruit, even though you can buy Truma fruit with Meiser Sheni money. Why is that? Truma, Eichle Truma's reasoning. Those who eat Truma are diligent, and they will make sure to consume all the Truma, so the Meiser Sheni money will not have gone to waste, as it will all be put into Truma, which will be consumed by Kohanim. However, Shemitah is not like that. Anybody can buy Shemitah fruit, not just Kohanim, and not everybody is reason, so therefore they might not make sure to be diligent and eat all the food up before the time of beer comes. So Rabbi Chanina Kumi Rabbi Yimara. So Rabbi Chanina asked for Rabbi Yimara. Didn't we learn our Mishnah? These Arabi B'choros. If the Pesach gets mixed up B'choros, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Chaburas Kohanim Yochlu. If it's a group of Kohanim, they're allowed to eat it. V'tani lo, we learn concerning this, Yochlu K'chomash Men, you can eat like the more severe among them, meaning B'chor can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Pesach can only be eaten for one night. So you're allowed, you make the Korban, you make it as if they're all Korban, Pesach can only eat it for one night. So the way Lieberman explains the Pesach of Rav Meir Arik, the Tau Torah, he says that the question of the Gemara is that Lemaisa, by Truma, you could say Kohanim are his reason. And they're much more Zoris even than Meiser Sheni, of course, because Truma is holier. So therefore, they'll make sure to eat all the Truma within the allotted time and make before it rots and make sure the Meiser Sheni money won't go to waste. But the standard of Zrizis of Kohanim is normally that of Bechor, which is 2 days and one night, and you're asking them to upgrade beyond their normal reasons. How can you make sure that they're going to go do quicker than usual? In other words, the Truma is anyway more, requires more reasons, Meiser Sheni. So of course, if they're Nizar as Truma, they're certainly going to be Nizar for Truma's taken from Meiser Sheni money. But Karbanos of Bechor is normally the standard default Jesus which they have. Who tells you they're going to be so Zoris to make sure to eat all those Bechoris the night of Pesach? So Amar Leisi said, Oichle Pitzchon B'Shaiton. When you deal with eating Pesach at its time, Pesach night, Zrizimim, they're diligent in doing that, Koichle Truma, like eating Truma at its time. It's a special Zrizus, so Chipozoin, the night of Pesach, to eat it properly. Tatal Chayish knows it's true. I'll prove to you that there's a special reason tonight at Pesach. The Tznina, we learned, ain't selling basar batzul beitzah k'dei shiyatzulu. You're not allowed to roast meat, onions, or eggs on Erev Shabbos unless they'll be completed before Shabbos begins. But that's not true because you might come to rake the coals. But it's not true. You're allowed to put the Korban Pesach into the oven right before Shabbos begins, or Pesach comes on Shabbos, and we're not afraid you're going to stir the coals. Why is that? Because there's a reason. By Pesach, special reasons to make sure to do it the right and proper way. If you have a group which lost its Pesach, now this is here klutz factor shines. Ooh. A group which lost its Pesach. So they said to one of their number, they said to one of the people, they said, go find a lost Pesach and shecht it for us. He went and found it and shechted. In the meantime, they themselves bought another carbon and shechted it. So then, if there's a shechter first, he eats from his. They eat with him because they designated him their shliach. If there's a shechter first, he eats from his own because he didn't join in them. They eat from theirs. We don't know which one shechted first. They both shechted simultaneously. He eats from his, because he never was dependent on them. But they don't know if they can eat, because they made themselves dependent on him and shechted independently at the same time. And we don't know which one shechted first. So they can't eat from his, nor can they eat from their own. You have to burn theirs. But there's them basis shani, because the zrikas adam was done properly no matter what. And if he said to him, if I am late, now he now makes himself contingent on them by saying, if I come back late, shecht on me. And if he went and found and shecht, but they didn't make themselves contingent on him. He went looking and said, if I'm late, shecht for me. Otherwise, I'll shecht for myself. So now, he went and found the animal and shechted first. And they went and shechted on their own. So he went, before they got around to his contingency, he chapped the rein and shechted. If there's a shechted, there was shechted first. If shalahen nishchat rishon, then they ate from theirs, and since he was contingent on them, he eats with them. If he shechted first, he avoided the contingency, he can eat from his own, but since they were not contingent on him, they eat from theirs. If you don't know which one shechted first, or they both shechted simultaneously, they eat from theirs, and he may not eat with them. Why? Because he doesn't know, they were not contingent on him, so they can eat theirs. But he doesn't know. He was contingent. He doesn't know which one was done first. So he cannot eat from either of them. Bishloye to base of shame, and you have to burn his. Upatamas is base of shani, and he doesn't make base of shani. Amalan Vamarlo. If they both said to each other, we're contingent on each other. So then, they all eat for the first one to be shechted of the two. If you don't know which is shechted first, they both have to be burned, and nobody gets Ikor Pesach that year. Nobody said anything to anybody else. Everybody's independent. So nobody's responsible for anybody else, and each one can eat for their own carbon. If you have two groups that their psalm got mixed up, Elu Moshkin Lohen Echad, so each group takes one guy from the other group. Veilu Moshkin Lohen Echad, and these take one from the other group. Echam Elu Bolo Eitzel Elu, one guy from one group comes to the other group. Vechem Elu Bolo Eitzel Elu, same idea, and the other one, another guy from the other group comes to this group. This is how they say, if this is our Pesach, we remove you from yours, and make you subscribe to ours. If this is your Pesach, we remove ourselves from ours, the other one, we join in with you. If you have five groups of five people each, so each chabura sends one guy to the other four, and they do this round robin five times. If it's 10-10, they do that. Now getting back to the ratio where they talk to make conditions with each other. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Nosson, which it says that even though the Pesach must be burnt, the Yotze the Chiyu Pesach of that year, that's like Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson, I mean Yotze Mizriko below Achil, Yotze was Riko without eating. Tani Ber Kapar, we learned, Givaldika words. Yofesh is Sikulu Chachomim. It's good for wise people to be silent. Certainly fools should be silent. Had these people not said anything in the Mishnah, I contingent on you, you're contingent on me. Like it says, say, everybody think would have been hunky-dory. So to Shlomo said, even a silent idiot will be considered to be smart. Go without saying that a smart, silent type is the best of all. So we all emulate Calvin Coolidge. Okay, halacha yud. Shnayim shenisar b'pitzchem. Two individuals whose psari got mixed up with each other. Now, they can't do the trick of the previous commissioner because you can't leave the Pesach without a subscriber. So what do? Each guy takes one guy, additional guy with him. Now this guy takes one guy with him from the shuk. And this guy takes another guy with him from the marketplace. Same thing over again. We each take a guy. We send one member of the chabura, now of two, to the other chabura. The kachuem is the same shaliyah pesach. This is my pesach. Your decha mishuchos mishachor. Your hands are drawn away from yours. The yisal shali, you join mine. Your shachor pesach. And if this is your pesach, your di mishuchos mishali. My hands take or go away from mine. The yisal shachor, and I join yours. So the same idea what you said. It's just with two people. Now, why is it struck this way? I'm Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yudai. Is Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yuda? The Tzninon, Tamon, we learned En Shachnim Zapesach al Yochid Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Our mission is going like Rabbi Yuda, because otherwise, if we're one-on-one, I could say to you, if this is my Pesach, let it be mine. If it's not, if it's yours, be mocked it to me. And you'll say the opposite to me. Yet our mission requires two people on each carbon. It makes me take one guy from the shuk to join me as a subscriber of mine, and you to take a guy from the shuk to join a subscriber in yours, and then to do this mechanism of switching off, swapping the subscribers. So that must be like Rabbi Yehuda holds that each carbon Pesach has to have a minimum of two people. Now, like Rabbi Yehuda says, you can even shach to one person. Now, going back to the previous Mishnah, some big typos here. Hashel Arba, not Arba, sir. Hashel Arba Lo. Then the previous Mishnah said if you have five groups of five, what if one group only has four? It's not going to work. Because each group has to be able to send representatives to the other four groups. If you're missing one in one group, it's not going to work. So you have to have five, each group, as number, many groups that get mixed in, you have to have that minimum amount of people per group in the mixture. As says Gemara, taking out one of the words low, one of them superfluous, it's like Rabbi Yochanan, to say like Rabbi Yehuda. Not our Rabbi Yehuda, the one we just mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda we just mentioned is that you need two people in a Korban Pesach. There's another Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you always have to have one of the original members of Chabura remaining on a Korban. So that's why you have to have groups of five. If five groups get mixed in, so you have to have groups of five, so one guy always remains the original possessor of the Korban. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Garmam Radi Rabbi Yehuda. This entire Mishnah obviously indicates it's Rabbi Yehuda, because the Sefer of the Mishnah, Loch Yud, he might have had two Mishnahs both together, as a matter of fact. Sefer Loch, as we just proved to you, the Sefer of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzniyah Taman, and show this path to Yochid, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. I just proved to you from the Sefer of my Loch Yud, it's of course talking about Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says you need to be able to eat Korban Pesach. So certainly the ratio is Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to tell me the Chiddush that it's Rabbi Yehuda, because every Pesach has to remain with one member of its original Korban. I could have told you it's Rabbi Yehuda from the Sefer. Okay, Yashar Koyach told me that it's Rabbi Yehuda from the ratio as well. That was unnecessary information. Whew. Rest of Pesachim is a breeze. Erev Pesachim Samech L'Mincha. Erev Pesach right before Mincha, L'yochel Odom Ad She'yateh Shach. A person should not eat until night falls. V'afilu Yisani should be thrown, even a poor person, Am Yisrael, L'yochel Ad She'yateh should not eat until reclines. L'yivchus Sulom Me'arbekos Shriyayin, he should not have less than four cups of wine. V'afilu Min Al-Tamchu, even after this get them from the soup kitchen. Mas Nisad Rabbi Yehud, Yaakov, you ever learned Erev Pesachim? Not recently, huh? Oh. Well, it's very, very similar. Ma'asitza Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, we learned Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Mina Mincha Lamala, Erev Shabbos from Mincha Nan, Lo'itam Adam Klum, person not taste anything, Ad Shetechshah, till nightfall, Kadesh Shikwais, the Shabbos, B'taiva. So it should reach enter Shabbos of the hunger. David Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oichav Oilech, you continue eating our Chol Shumajim until you finish on your meal, no matter how late Friday afternoon that is. So our mission is clear with Rabbi Yehuda that you have to stop earlier in the day. Mavsik in the Shabbos. What happens in the middle of the meal becomes Shabbos? You have a large meal Friday afternoon becomes Shabbos. So you have to stop. David Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bench. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mavsik can go right on. Just bench whenever you finish your meal. Doesn't matter. My session on Leah Rabbi Yitzchak Mincha Lafta Shayim Mesumim Erev Shabbos Biyako. They're sitting Erev Shabbos in Akko. In such a meal, the Kitcha Lehem Shabbos became Shabbos. Amlo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta, Ritzoycha Nifso Shenifso Gushabbos. So he benched because it just became Shabbos. Amlo, so he said to him, Kol Ayoyim Yosi Mechabir Dvorev Tei Rabbi Yehuda. I am Rabbi Yosi, who said you don't have to stop. Every day, you like what I say better than what Rabbi Yehuda says. Fa'achshav ha'mechabe itiv Rabbi Yehuda b'fonai, and how you prefer what Rabbi Yehuda said to me. You want to stop the meal in the middle? I only don't have to stop. Says the Gemara, agam lichboshes ha'malkim b'bayis. You want to conquer the queen to be in the house? Vos for ha'chutzmeh. Amalos, he said, he came on himself. So maybe we shouldn't stop. Shalot tikva halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So people don't think halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. All right, we won't stop. Lo zozim isham achikov halacha Rabbi Yehuda. They didn't move from there until they pass and talk halacha Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yerushalayim Shmuel said, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But we passkin like neither of them. We passkin if you're in the middle of your meal Friday afternoon. You don't stop the meal, you don't to bench, you don't continue the meal, you put on a mappa, poiris mappa, you put down a cover on the table, umikadish, and you make kiddush in the middle of your meal. That's how we pass it. Malecho minei kusoni. Can eat snacks. Kusonim are cakes. Malecho minei targima, or all sorts of, fruits and stuff, ere Pesach before nightfall. Rabbi Yehuda nesia, socha v'tzocha. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya went to the mikveh. Socha means he swam. Went to the mikveh, Erev Pesach. But Socha, he was thirsty. Shoil Rabbi Mona. So he said, ask Rabbi Mona, begin, it should be da'ana, tzachi. Since I'm thirsty, ma'o nishte, can I drink? Even though it's Erev Pesach. Our Malaysian said, no! Aha! Fine, Rabbi Chiyo, also l'adam litom klum at shetekhsha. Can't taste anything till nightfall. So the two of you shall lie there. What are you, who is it here? The two of you shall in the bottom would say, water, of course, you could drink. It was talking about wine. Okay, it was more machmen not to drink wine in Erev Pesach. Okay? But in any event, Pasha said, you're not allowed even to drink. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, very famous Gemore. Oichel matzah, Erev Pesach, so it's matzah, Erev Pesach, Kibbalah, Ruslasa, Beis Chomiv. It's like you have relations with your fiance while she's still in her father's house before you have chuppah. And remember, some relations with his fiance, his father's house, he gets flogged. So don't. You forgot? Okay, she'll get it right elsewhere. Okay. It's over? Is it over? Oh, okay. So it's good that he didn't tell her. Fine. Okay, square. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer. Now, the Rav Yoah says, the wise like Boila Usasa Beis Chomif, because he says a kala is only mutter to her husband after Sheva Brachas. And a matz is only mutter after you make seven brachas in the Seder night. The Maaseh Rokeach says that a kala is only mutter to her husband after you make 10 brachas. And matzah only is mutter per Seder night after you make 10 brachas. The cheshbon doesn't work out like either of them. But it does work out, in my opinion. I was saying this to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik tonight. He was trying to be miyashi of them. But that doesn't work out. The cheshbon does work out that both are nine brachas. Because under the chuppah, they're nine brachas. Two for kiddushin and seven for nisuin. And the night of Pesach are also nine. Kiddush. Two brachas by Kiddush, right? Two brachas by Kiddush. Shechianu. Karpas. Second Kos. Asher Golanu. Mtila Sedayim. Ma Amotzi. And Matzah. So 9 and 9 works out. I don't know where they get the 7 and 10. You try figuring it out. Yeah, maybe it's half the whole. All right, but there aren't 10 brachas under the chuppah. That's a problem. Aren't 10 brachas under the chuppah. There are only 9. All right. But they're restraining me. You got to figure out a way to be miyashim. Says the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Omer, Bein chometz and matzah, so now that you need neither chometz nor matzah nor Pesach in order to eat properly with a geshmak that night. Rabbi lo yochel lo chometz lo matzah. Lo matzah min adon Rabbi Levi. Now, you didn't eat matzah for that, which Rabbi Levi said, about boil our resus and base chomet. A lot of the restraining are going to take out this line, because Rabbi Levi was his Talmud. Well, I don't see what's so difficult. His Talmud could have expressed what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself taught him. The reason I take out is because of the next line. Because it says, Lo chometz min adod Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. So it says, you didn't eat chometz because of that Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. So for Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Talmud, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, what do you mean? Was Rabbi the son of Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira that the act of covers Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira? Lo Talmud, the Rabbi Yaakov bar Kudsei Ave? Rabbi was Rabbi Yaakov ben Kudsei. So why didn't he eat chometz in Erev Pesach? Let him eat chometz in Erev Pesach. So says Mar El Begin Dava Bechor. Here is the Bechor for Tainis Bechoris. It's right here in the Gemara. There is no Makor in Bavli. He says rather Rabbi Fats in Erev Pesach, not because it's giving cover to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira Shita, but rather because he was a Bechor, and a Bechor has to fast Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, All right then, Chuma, lo min ado. Not because of that, when Smash Rabbi Tanchuma didn't hold of this custom of Chorus to fast. Oh, Rav Yonah, my tata, have a Bukhar, have a he was a Bukhar, but just eat her Pesach. So Smash, he didn't hold the middle. And Rabbi Amrat Tanchuma, Lominato, Taka Rabbi did not refrain from eating Erev Pesach because of Tanis Bukharis. Ela Minado, because this. Rabbi Itznisava. Rabbi was very sensitive. Had sensitive stomach. Remember, he had stomach problems for 13 years of his life because he didn't have Rachmanis on the calf, which is being brought to slaughter. So had stomach problems for 13 years. So since he was had a lot of problems, Karochi b'momalav ochi b'ramsher. If he ate during the day, he couldn't eat at night. So therefore, he wouldn't eat during the day before Pesach in order to be able to eat matzah that night. For lomalav ochi ochi b'momalav. Therefore, why to eat now during the day? Because then she couldn't be the Pesach or the Matzah. The Taiva, in order to come into Matzah or Pesach, not Shabbos, when he's Misavim. I'm a Rav Levi. Rav Levi said, this is why you have to recline. Going to the next part of Mishnah, which says you have to recline. Derech avodim lios ochlim umar. Slaves eat standing or sitting straight up. However, v'kalios ochlim mesubin. Here we eat reclining. Lo dia sheyotzu me'avdus lecheirus to express that we left avdus and went into cheirus. Rabbi Simon Moshem Rishon Levi said, "Oysa kzayi shodam moyotzi boy bePesach." The kzayis a person eats on Pesach. So ochlo mesev he has to eat reclining. Rabbi Yossi boy kumi Rabbi Simon. What about afilu eved lifnei rabo? If he's a slave, taka slave man, servant in the household before his rebbe, does he have to recline? Afilu shodam boy. What about a woman eating in the house of her husband? Does she have to recline? Amrali. So he said it should be berebi. My great one, O master, Adkan Shamati. I only took what I said over is what I heard. I didn't hear what's the halacha by a wife in the presence of her husband or by a slave in the presence of his master. Now, next we mentioned Minatamchui. That's the next part of the mission. You have to take in wine Minatamchui. It's not even pleasant for a person to take money from charity to buy food. Here we're going even further, but kind of feeling that the more, even more degrading thing of going to a soup kitchen to get your wine and matzah for Pesach night, you gotta do it. You need it to be a kind of seder. Tani tzorchu adam sameach as ishto v'esbana b'regel. First, has to make his wife and kids happy in yotif. By mem esamchon has to make him happy. But yain wine. Rabbi Amar, no. Nashim b'roy lem, k'tani b'roy lem. Every way for that, suitable for them, as all your entire, not just Pesach. Nashim b'roy lem, kigon misanim. Korban Eda says it's shoes. The Lieberman has girsa bisanim, which is a type of linen garment. The tzutzlin and the fancy belts.
Uktani b'roi lehem, and children that were suitable then, going to agozim v'luzim nuts and sweets. And they said, I mean, I have a Rabbi Tarfon, I became Rabbi Tarfon, did that again, as I said, every year at Yontif, not just Pesach. Every Yontif, that was the Simchas Yontif for his mishpacha, is to make sure they all have it. I mean, I lie because I know where the four cups are. The Bavli never tells us, if I remember correctly. Maybe it does tell us the Arbala Shreis of Gula, but it doesn't tell us the rest of the things which you see here. But I don't remember. I don't think so. Rabbi Yom Shem, Rabbi Benoyah, saying on Argaba Ula, Gulos. Negar Abel Shos of Guna. Chena Mor Meso, Ani Hashem, Votsesi Eschem, Vigoymer. Vlokachti Eschem, Li Ilam. Vigoymer, Votsesi, Vitzati, Vigoti, Vlokachti. There are four Lachoyes of Gula. Now, here Lieberman brings down that there's some people who are showing him who have the Girsten Yerushalmi of a fifth cup, Kenegar Hevesi. Hevesi. And that in fact, the Goyim in Bavel used to have a sheet to drink the fifth cup. So he brings down that some people had such a good Yerushalmi, but he couldn't find any of the manuscripts. Rabbi Shulman Levi Amar Kenegad Arba Koizu Shaparo in the dream. Because Paro Yodi Veschado Sokaus Paro, Fetin Sakosa Kaparo, and Osatakos Pinkaparo, of three in the dream, one Yosef told him in interpretation. But in Parshas, one before Mikitz. Mikitz was after the dream. The end of Aisha. No, Mikitz. No, this is the dream of the Sar Mashkemel, the cup of Paro.
Oh, the Sar Mashkemel.
Okay, Rabbi Levi Omar Kenega Arab Malchus. The four Malchus, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Yovan, and. No. Bavel, Modai, Yovan, and Romy. Thank you. The four cups of Puranus God is going to give the nations of the world. The cup of anger. The cup against Bavel. That's the portion of their cup. Rabbi Avin Amar Difle Putri. It's a double cup which you drink after you go to the bathhouse to cool you down. It very much penetrates your body. So to the cup of Puranus, which the Goyim will get lost in love, is a penetrating cup of Puranus, of bad things. Kidupli Putlin Putirin Achar Merchots. Ukenegdan, correspond to them, Asa Koshbohu Ashkos Israel, Arba Koysu Shal Nechome, four cups of Nechome. Hashem and Aschelki Vekosi, that's one. Dishanta Bashem and Roshi Kosi Ravoya, that's two. Vahodein, and this one, Kos Yeshuos Esa, Yeshuos Train. So you get four altogether. Time and team learned over there. Now, the truth is, the rest of the Sugya, we'll see tomorrow night. We'll stop here because it's a new Sugya. The next whole omen and a half is actually taken from Gemara and Shkolim. It's a duplicate in Shkolim and Yerushalmi as well. So.